It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This weekend, there will be more than the usual hubbub at the Mitchell Park Domes. Starting in 1964, visitors have strolled tropical fauna, desert, and, of course, the seasonal special exhibits in the third dome. This weekend marks art festival time, featuring, other than juried art, culinary delights and performers. But there is more going on that the public won't see. Over the last year and a half, a series of greenhouses have been taking shape just east of the beehive-shaped glass structures. The staff is now moving in, and so too the mums and poinsettias the team grows to perfection for upcoming display. A couple of days ago, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was given a behind-the-scenes peek by horticulture manager Amy Thurner as she and her team set up shop.
You have the feeling you're entering a gated community. Amy Thurner swipes me in, triggering a giant tall gate to slide open. She started tending plants as a teenager.
My first job was working in a greenhouse, so that was my first love. There's something about taking a plant from a seedling all the way into a full bloom, you know, specimen that a customer finds a lot of, you know, joy in planting in their garden. That was what interested me. So then getting to work for the parks department, and I was involved in a lot of the bed planting out in the parks, and there's a lot of satisfaction in doing those large beds.
For decades, the plants that we've seen at the domes were grown in and transported from greenhouses in Wauwatosa. But that facility was one of the casualties of the reconstructed zoo interchange. These new greenhouses have been constructions in progress for more than a year and a half. We walk into the storage prep building and up a staircase.
This is our freight elevator. It takes us down to the lower level, and this is what makes us able to bring in our shipment of soil. That's the biggest thing we have to get up.
They go through lots and lots of soil.
This is the horticulturist office.
It's Mary Brownrider's job to figure out what and how many will be planted in that soil. We find her poring over catalogs and computer lists at her desk. She's in the middle of placing orders.
With all these different seed companies, plug companies, for all the different shows, we plan them way ahead.
Like how far ahead?
I'm working right now a little bit on this holiday show, the next winter train show of 2015, the spring show of 2015, the summer show of 2015, and the front circle bed outside for 2015.
Brownrider works with a broker to purchase starter plants called plugs from greenhouses all over the place, as she puts it. Purchasing seeds, she says, is much simpler to manage.
I can just order from the seed companies myself.
So what kind of things do you order from seed?
All the annuals, like easy things like Dusty Miller and easy. Some other plants are a little more difficult, so we get them from plugs, or they just do better from plugs.
Brownrider came to the domes by way of a 14-year stint at Berner Botanical Gardens. As for her skills, she credits her mom, who was a bang-up houseplant grower.
And then my mother-in-law was totally into outdoor gardening with perennials, and I just
got it from all sides.
Yeah.
After years of working with plants outside, Brownrider is learning to grow them under glass. We find Clay Goss, the newest horticulturist of the bunch, rummaging around a storage room, trying to find a suit to fit his tall frame. That is, a protective suit. Goss is about to apply pesticides to a sea of mum plants. Goss, an Appleton, Wisconsin native, says he fell into horticulture. During college at the University of Minnesota, a friend suggested he check out a plant propagation course. Wham! Goss says he was hooked. How did he land this job?
I didn't know anybody. Actually, I had just graduated. I was working landscaping and another job at the time. And my mom actually found the job online for me. And, you know, I sent in my resume and then went through a few interviews and whatnot, and it seemed to be the right place, so, yeah.
Goss is buzzing with excitement. Since joining the team, he has spent most of his time programming the sophisticated system critical to the greenhouse operation. It orchestrates everything from watering to fertilizing to when the mum plants require extended darkness. Today, Goss is stepping into the greenhouses.
This will actually be the first time that I spray pesticides, but I'd be working with a guy that's been doing it for 30-some years.
That's horticulturist Chris Garr, the humblest of men, it seems. 3 decades under his belt, Garr is void of pretense and simply calls himself
one of the horts. Seeding, growing, start all the stuff here.
Manager Amy Thurner says Garr is a master.
Through the head house here?
She steers me toward the greenhouses to show me proof of it. Along the way, we run into another team member, Marion French. She spends her time tending the arid dome plants.
What's your day-to-day in the desert?
Well, sometimes it's actually watering, which a lot of people, you know, when they see me watering, they're a little confused. But, it can be a lot of weeding, a lot of pruning cactus, planting new cactus or new annuals, you know. So it's all kinds of different stuff. It's like a garden, just really prickly.
French is ferrying some man-made decorative barrel cacti toward her desert.
They came from an artist that I think was from Arizona, but I met him at the state fair. There's another one I just put in that's a saguaro cactus with the two arms and flowers. It's gorgeous. It'll be an inspiration for my baby saguaros. Yeah.
There's an infectious, I love my job here, vibration in this place. But Thurner says they take their jobs very seriously. Their core crops are poinsettias and mums. We pass through glass doors, mostly covered with cardboard, into a mum greenhouse. It's a sea of regal plants, perfectly spaced so they don't bump into one another as they grow.
So our mums are always grown in two crops because the flowering only lasts for as long as they last, and then we have to do a replacement. So this is the first replacement. These are the ones that we do the blackout cloth for, so we're shading the roof and the sides because they need an extended period of darkness to initiate flowering so they're ready for the show. Hence the cardboard on the door. We're just trying to block out the light from the hallway.
The plants look like they're hooked up to life support systems. They each have individual watering and nutrition lines.
They all got other irrigation tubes in them. It's very nice that they all have enough room and they're not touching, because once this starts to happen, then they're not uniform anymore and they become distorted and don't look really professional or show ready. So we need all the space we can get to make this nice round form.
Clay and Chris shuffle in, wearing their white protective suits.
So they're going to be treating this greenhouse for aphids. So our crop is very healthy and doing very well, but aphids is a very common greenhouse pest, especially on mums. So every crop has its pest that it's most prone for. And mums would be aphids, sometimes a spider mite. If we're talking about poinsettias, Chris will always be fighting whitefly.
As far as Thurner is concerned, it's the dome's poinsettias, used in the holiday floral show, that puts her team a notch above many others.
These really make the Christmas show. This is, to me, what makes us very unique, is being able to do something that's more of like a floral poinsettia. It's not something that you buy at Home Depot or Lowe's or anywhere. These are very unique.
The plants they're nurturing now arrive just after the 4th of July.
We all are off on the 4th, enjoying ourselves, and we come back to work and fill pots like crazy people and get ready for the poinsettias. It's a very long crop.
Some are raised to be straights, tall plants with impressive flowers at the top.
So all of this all comes off.
Oh my gosh.
What we're basically doing is forcing the plant to put all of its energy into the flower.
Oh my gosh. And just
becoming tall and straight, okay? So this plant, when it's all said and done, will be about 2.5-3 feet tall. The stems will be even thicker, and the flower will just be huge.
Others are pinched back early to bush. Thurner calls the results horticulturist Chris Garr's magic.
He's been growing these plants for, 30 years, so he grows the most beautiful poinsettias I've ever seen. He's got it down, so Clay is learning everything from him.
Thurner's so busy with what's above ground, I have to remind her to tell me about the huge storage tanks built into the system to capture thousands of gallons of rainwater. That, too, is programmed into the greenhouse maintenance system.
There's 4 20,000-gallon storage tanks buried underground. They're between greenhouse 6 and storage prep, so we have a capacity of 80,000. That's one of the sources for all the irrigation happening on the greenhouses. So we can either pull from that, concentrated fertilizer solution, and then each house has its own we call Dosatron. That would be for an individual specialized fertilizer chemical application for that zone.
Does that rainwater have to be treated in any way, or you
could
just
use
it?
Yeah, we do use a UV light to sanitize it.
Although they couldn't be closer neighbors, dome visitors won't automatically be invited into the greenhouses. Thurner says the utmost care must be taken to keep their plants disease-free. But she admits there's more than one reason she's delighted to live right next door to the domes. For years, she helped grow plants at the Watertown Plank Road greenhouses. They'd be shipped over by truck, and few people realized where the beautiful creatures came from. Now visitors are beginning to make the connection.
Okay, so for me, that is really rewarding, so people are starting to make that connection. You don't just wave a wand and have all the beautiful flowers. Like, we do that all ourselves here.
Every once in a while, visitors will see Thurner and her crew ferrying in new plants through the amply sized breezeway that connects her world to the domes. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Benz.
Amy Thurner is horticulture manager at the Mitchell Park Domes. She gave Susan Benz the behind-the-scenes look at the facility's new greenhouse. This weekend marks the annual Domes Art Festival, which runs today through Sunday.